Welcome to Continuum. I'm Milton Sherman Jr. I'm your host today here on this program of early music. And our program today has a title that's very musical because it's La 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 La. And the reason for that is because I have selected four CDs from our extensive library of recorded early music, and all four of these CDs begin with the word La. La Folia, La Messe de Fou, La Dolce Vita, and La Belle Marie. Not that they have anything to do with each other, except the fact that each one of them begins with the L-A word in the title. So we're going to begin probably with something that's the most famous out of these laws for today, and that is the melody referred to as Folia. And it's a melody that goes way back to the 15th century and has become one of the most used melodies in the Renaissance period. The melody primarily is based upon a repetitive bass line, and various composers have written a melody above the bass line, and probably the most important one, and the one that's known more than any of the others, has been written by Arcangelo Corelli. And his variations on La Folia is what we're going to hear right now. These date from the year approximately 1700, and we'll be listening to Jordi Savall performing the melody and the variations on the viola da gamba, and he's assisted by numerous other people, Rolf Lislevan, Michael Behringer, Arianna Savall, who happens to be the daughter of Jordi Savall, Bruno Coxet, Pedro Esteban, who plays a spectacular percussion, and castanets by Adela Gonzalez Campa. The variations on La Folia by Arcangelo Corelli. Thank you. The composer Arcangelo Corelli, around the year 1700, these were his variations on La Follia, a major theme of the Renaissance time, basically in the bass line, but a lot of the variations include similar melodies on top. This is from a CD called La Follia, and it has the word La in front of it, and hence our program today, because every CD we have begins with La, is called La 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 La. And we're going now to the second La, and that is La Messe des Fous, which is the Mass of the Fools. This is way back to the 12th century, and this is that time of the year around New Year's when the young people and the clergy separated and they traded parts. The young people became partially church members, and the church people became just regular civilians. And they took over the church and did things like used unbelievably foul-smelling things for the church, and also used old shoes, burning shoes, to make the church smell just terrible, but and sometimes they were unmentionable things. But there is music for this type of thing, and obviously it's by anonymous composers. We do have quite a few recordings of this in our record or CD library. The one I'd like to play excerpts from today is performed by the Barry Haywood Consort. And we'll hear to begin with a solo on the viol, and then one of the estampes of that period, then a solo on the flute, a piece called Widerrund Emanuel, Letter Bundes, and we'll end this with one of the major drinking songs of medieval time, the Bacche Bacche Venias, paying tribute to the god of wine, Bacchus. The Barry Haywood Consort with selections from the Feast of Fools. one of the most famous drinking songs of medieval times, that Bacchae Bacchae Vinius, from the Feast of Fools way back in the 12th century. And that was performed by the Barry Heywood Consort, along with a few other selections preceding that really spirited piece. From the so-called La Messe des Fous, beginning with La, the Mass of the Fools. And our program today is called La 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 because all four of our CDs do begin with La. And coming up is La number 3, so it's La La La. La Dolce Vita, the Sweet Life. And this is a program of Renaissance music, which features the King's Singers and the ensemble known as Tragicommedia. These are instrumental ensembles. And we hear a few things. We'll be listening to three things, the first of which has interesting text. It's called Catalina Catalina, and it says, Catalina, Catalina, open the window if you want to hear Giorgio sing. If you listen to me play, every fantasy will fly by. Now I beg you, my love, don't get all worked up, because Giorgio wants to sing and to tickle your fancy. Wait right here and don't go away while I tune this lute, plink, 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 plink. Going to Valencia one time, doubled over with desire, cure my fever, show a bit of this whole let yourself go a little. Following that interesting piece, we'll hear one of the Ricercados by Diego Ortiz. This is a instrumental set of variations, and ending this trio of pieces from La Dolce Vita, we'll hear a piece by Andrew Villert, Old Dolce Vita Mia. And it has interesting text to it. It's a Neapolitan love song. Oh, sweet light of my life, what have I done that you continually browbeat me? And I'm melting like snow in the sun. Now I'm frazzled and done to death because you have sent me to pluck violets. And I'm melting like snow in the sun. These three pieces from a CD entitled La Dolce Vita.
Dire per grazia, sin raggiungere, mille Due parole,
one of the chansons of Andrew Villert, Dolce Vita Mia, performed there by the King Singers in Tragicommedia. And prior to that, we heard that interesting piece about someone singing love songs to his lady, Cantalina Catalina. And in between, we heard Ricercata number 4 by Diego Ortiz. This happened to be from a CD called La Dolce Vita, The Sweet Life. And it did begin with La, as well as our previous two CDs. And we have a fourth CD beginning with La. And hence, our program today is called La, 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 La. So our fourth CD is from a CD called La Belle Marie, and this will feature Anonymous Four. These are actually from a collection of 13th century French conductors and chansons in praise of the Virgin Mary. Actually, they're drawn from the Latin liturgy or adapted from vernacular art songs of northern France. And they're hymns that echo the European prehistoric culture of goddess worship. Two pieces to be sung by Anonymous Four. The first by the famous composer of the Notre Dame school, Perrotin, the Beata Vichera, in praise of the Virgin Mary, and that will feature all of the members of Anonymous Four. And the last one, the second one and last one, is one called De la Tres Duch Marie, also a song of praise to the Virgin Mary. And that, by the way, is sung only by Marcia Ganinsky from Anonymous Four. So from the CD entitled La Belle Marie, Songs of the Virgin from the 13th Century France, we'll hear two pieces by Anonymous Four.
Thank you.
Song in praise of the Virgin Mary, sung there by Marcia Ganensky from Anonymous 4, and we began the segment with the Beata Vischera by Perrotin, and that included all of the four ladies of Anonymous 4, and that was from a CD entitled La Belle Marie, and the fourth of the La CDs today, and that's why our program was called La 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 La. Hope you enjoyed it. Variations of all kinds of music, beginning with La Folia, ending with pieces in praise of the Virgin Mary. I'm Milton Sherman. I have been your host today here on Continuum, and hope you have a pleasant week, and I'll be back with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you.